Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Phil Galliano. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Purkey. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Galliano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. McCarver moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. McCarver moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey bunts towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver scores. Francona moves to third. Buchek moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano is 0-for-1 in the game. Galeano takes first base on ball 4. Larry Miller now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Buček moves to third. Galeano moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive towards first. Crane Poole catches it and steps on first to double up McCarver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Jackson pinch runs for Larry Miller. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Crane Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Jerry Buček is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buček is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buček is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perky strikes out. Two outs. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Galliano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kroll. Brock moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Canis Zaro and he is safe. Brock steals third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bucek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Purkey is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Bobby Klaus. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Galliano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hiller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bucek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buchek takes first base on ball 4. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Purkey hits a pop-up towards the mound. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galliano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan, who is chasing the ball. Galliano reaches third base with a triple. Buchek goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Mike Shannon pinch runs for Phil Galliano. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive towards first. Crane Poole catches it and throws to third to double up Shannon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, Hiller applying the tag. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Don Dennis now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.